Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
Well, hello, everybody. Now, summer's just whipping on by, isn't it? Can you believe that it's already July 13th? I'm looking out my window. You know, I have the view of the desert, and the sky is all shades of the grays and the blues. And the sun is setting here, so we have the golden in the skies also. I certainly enjoy the wide open spaces, and I suspect that a lot of you, unless you have trees all around your house like my sister does in Seattle, Washington area, this time of night, the skies are just giving us a pyramid of wonderland. Well, hello, everybody in the chat room. I want to acknowledge our chat room is starting to fill up. We got 11 people already, and it's just whipping by. I just can hardly believe how long I've been on the radio by myself. Well, I have a treat for you, everybody. For you who have joined our room and maybe in the last few months, I'm not aware that I have a radio show with my sister. Now, get your pencil and papers out. I've got to give you some information. Thursday nights, Bonnie and I do a radio show. And she being in the Squamish, Bonnie, you'll have to help me with that.
Squamish
area, just west and north of Seattle. And we've been doing this for a few months now, and we're just laughingly having a wonderful time and helping
Absolutely.
You out there. We just laugh. And if you knew our lives, we don't look alike or think alike or have lives even parallel, but the third sister, Pamela, married to a military man outside of Norfolk, Virginia. It's amazing how the three of us' lives are so different, yet we share the same bloodline. And Bonnie and I both agreed that the gift came down from father. And around 10 years ago, mother finally met, well, you know, that she has some psychic abilities. So I tell people I got the double whammy. And I don't know how much Bonnie is developing her gifts, but clearly it did seep through from the firstborn out to the secondborn, and Pamela's even been very good at getting hunches. Well, Bonnie and I were talking, and she and I have had so much fun. Instead of going back to her law career, and she was FCC, Bonnie, you could give more if anybody asked, filed papers with the FCC or something, some high-level position in a law firm. I'm so proud of her. She says, you know, Bonnie, Nancy, I love doing what I do for you. Let's think about what I'm doing. And I talked her into doing readings with you tonight, with me. And what we'd like to offer, and we've just started this, so I don't know how busy we'll be, but you've got to remember it will need the coordination of both our schedules, so you'll have to let us know. Oh, Bonnie, the chat room's getting full. The call's coming in. We got to get to this. Anyway, we're going to start offering. Now, remember, in the real world, I have to charge you if you don't, you know, here you get free questions from us. But if you want a private session with both of us, there is ways that we could create that. First off, what we could do is you could call, and then I could call her on the phone, or there is a website that we all connect on for a family group, one or two people, for family consultations with us. And the website we've discovered is talkshoe.com. And that way we can make it private, talkshoe.com. So I would like you to put it in your hat. If you need help outside of Blog Talk free shows Monday night with me or Thursday night where Bonnie and I will do it together, if you need us, go to my site, nancymatz.com. And we will do a dual reading with you if you would like. Bonnie's background is so varied, it's almost overwhelming. Our website to do readings together will be the one based out of the Thursday night show, Psychic Sisters Talk. So if you want to know a little bit more about Bonnie, in the next couple of days she's going to tell me of all the things and the qualifications that makes her a good life coach for you and her varied backgrounds. And we're going to put the link to the page that you would need to go to sign up. And that will be at my site, nancymatz.net/contactme.html. Now you can go back to nancymatz.com or .net. Either one will get you to the same site. Look it up or play the show over again. Now, I'm spending a lot of time doing this, but everybody, you know, anytime you have a chance to work with family, if you get along, that is. I know we have Frank and a few other people that have trouble with families, but this situation has been tickled beneath the pieces because our lives seem to be going parallel, but not necessarily where we connected very easily. She had a career, she had a life. I'm here. But mother's illness brought us together, mother's passing brought us together, and Bonnie's looking at her life and saying, why don't we continue doing this? And Bonnie, I am so tickled to death, I can hardly stand it. Well, so I want you to introduce yourself to the people that are in the chat room and listening tonight, that maybe who have never met you. And then we'll go on. We have four calls here in queue,
so we need
to get to them.
Maybe we better start some of those calls. Four in queue, that's quite a bit.
Okay.
You want to go ahead and start one?
Yes, and by the way, people in the chat room, hello, everybody. Oh, we have a whole bunch of people here. Hello, everybody. Thanks. If you want our attention, I will not have hurt feelings, do type in caps. And welcome to Psychic guests, Kathy, Leah Rose, Jam Jiggles, Kathy, Cornelius.
I love
Moki.
These guys.
I love all these names, all these people. So do, if you possibly can, if you type something in, not in caps, and I've overlooked it already, go back and Sudden Gold says, I've been doing A Course in Miracles to try to learn. You have to have patience with yourself. So that was then someone answering. A Course in Miracles came out in the 80s, and I took the course, read the book, studied it, and it was at that time the thing to do. It wasn't like a Course in Miracles, if you're going to do a course, it was always, when will you do the course? And the author just passed away. It was kind of a surprise. So let me go through real quick, Bonnie.
Sure.
No, unfortunately, I can't tell if we have questions for us. So go back, anybody, and retype it in caps, and I promise we'll pay more attention. Okay, so let's go to 773 area code. Where's my pen here? And who are we talking to tonight?
Hi, I'm Paula from Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. So Chicago area code. That was Texas.
Hi, Paula. Hi.
Is it Paula? Did I hear your name right?
Yes.
Okay. I think the older I've got, I have to change ears sometimes and start wearing my glasses. Oh, my gosh. Hey, girl.
Hey.
Don't you love, you know the alternative. I just don't mind anymore. Hey, girl. What's going on with you? How can we help you tonight?
Well, good things are happening. I found a house that I love, and I put an offer on it today. Date it for tomorrow. It is a short sale, so my realtor warned that it would take perhaps probably maybe 2 months and suggested that I probably move on and find something else, which I would prefer not to do, and just wondering if you can give me any guidance with that.
You know, I don't see you going on. I think you're going to stay with this. And she's giving you the absolute the most time. But my feeling is, and Bonnie, she's really good at this stuff, I feel like you're going to have an answer within a month. So I think 4 weeks versus eight.
Okay.
So Bonnie, you want to chime in? I think they're going to hurry as fast as they can to process.
Yeah, definitely. The only thing I can think of why the realtor might be asking to look at other properties is if there are a lot of bids already on the house. Sometimes there are competing bids. But usually in a short sale like this, they're so anxious to sell the property that if you have a good bid and there aren't other bids holding, you might have, I can't imagine why you wouldn't have this, that they would accept your bid fairly quickly. Like Nancy said, a month, maybe less. I mean, if they accept your bid, they'll start working on it. And assuming that your credit and everything is in order and your down payment and all that stuff, I really can't imagine why is your realtor seeing this problem. I don't see the problem. I'm with Nancy. I'm not sensing that, and I think this is a house for you. And congratulations.
Thank you, because
you're welcome.
From the time I drove up actually to the driveway, it felt like it gave me chills to look at it, like excitement. And I just felt like it was the place for me. And then when I walked in, I kept feeling like I don't know, I had a funny feeling like, I've been waiting for you kind of thing.
Did your realtor give you any reason why they thought that there would be a delay? I can't see any, but I'm just kind of curious what reason they thought why it would take 2 months.
Yeah, she said that she knew there were a couple bids on it, like you were saying.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But one of them is going to bomb out right like tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And she said, I know you love this house, but see, I have an urgent need because my apartment has been put up for sale and people are already seeing it. So as soon as somebody puts an offer and it's accepted, I'm going to have to start packing.
Excellent.
But then that would take also 45 days for it to go through.
Okay.
And I'm not going to back off. You know, I get a good feeling from this house also. It's almost like it has a name on it. So if it doesn't go through, I think I will be surprised. But Bonnie and I are both picking up you belong in this house. It's kind of like it's calling your name, girl. How's that?
And
fun.
All right, I won't hold you guys up. Thank you again. God bless you.
Get back to it,
all
right?
I just want to add one thing for you. You're selling your house just for your own protection. You might consider having the deal on your new house be contingent upon your selling your house, if that's at all possible. It doesn't hurt to ask for that, and in case there's any reason that you have difficulty selling, because people do right now, so
right. You
can't be certain that you won't. So if you can get that, do stipulate that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck, Paula.
Bye-bye.
Oh, isn't that fun? She's just smiling. I'm trying to figure out how to make my lettering thicker. Every time I go there, the screen is not working for me. Everybody, I'm going to try to type the screen. I've stopped it from scrolling. And thank you, Paula, for calling. I see she's still on. I'm going to try to hang her up here so she can use her phone for us tonight. I'm going to answer, hang up. There's been a couple of shows I've been on, and I've had a couple people on Blog Talk Radio. Does come out of the East Coast, and we've had a few problems with it. So, Paula, if you want it, there we go. Great. If we do get lost and you don't hear us, it isn't like we're not trying to stay on the air. We will keep trying, but I've been almost a little hesitant in promising a full hour without any problems. I do have a couple of questions, Bonnie, from the chat room, and one is, go ahead, what?
Well, no, I saw that too. Dana Hess, did you see hers?
Yes, I'm going to answer. Let me answer right now.
Okay.
Dana, I don't know how old you are or how tall you are, but you do have a man and woman next to you, and they are shorter people. They are what I would call sweet looking. They are holding hands, so it tells me they're possibly a couple that have, of course, they're passed over. These are spirit people. They're also not only not very tall feeling to me. Now, someone told me once, oh, Nancy, the spirit you saw around me, you're an inch off on height. I thought, well, give me a break. You know, I used to be 5'5", I'm probably 5'4 now, so it's awful hard to tell height. But these are smaller, structured people, and they're a medium to lighter bone. The woman tells me she got chubby as she got older, and that means she had a very voluptuous figure. She showed me a larger bosom, and the hips are rounder. But people would say of her that she's sweet-looking, like the typical, please forgive me, a sweet-looking grandma. The man stayed medium to slimmer. The suit he has on makes me think that his shoulders are very straight across. Bones are there, and so it shows me that at the end of his life, he might die of a disease or laid in bed, and he might have lost a few pounds. So those two people are very strong. The other one is a man. He looks like a light-haired man, and he looks younger. And he makes me think he died early in life. But I'm not hearing who that is. So, Dana, let me know who I've described. And then the other one, Nudges, I just found out that my daughter and Fancy have gotten married, and everybody seems to know but me. I feel very upset and hurt. Oh, my word. Bonnie, listen to that. They didn't invite you to the wedding. I don't know what you want.
Did these people elope?
Yeah, evidently they did.
Yeah.
But what's upset her is that it's a betrayal feeling, is that other people know of it but not her. It's almost like they had to tell some people, but they wanted a surprise for the parents. I don't know if you're a father or mother here. Nudges is not very clear on the man or woman here talking. But I don't know if they don't like it, they didn't want to. It's almost like they held back from telling everybody at once. So I'm really sorry about that. Clearly you would like to have been part of the ceremony, I'm sure. Bonnie, do you have Anything did you want to add to that?
Yeah, I think you hit on something, Nancy. You're absolutely right. I think that they were postponing revealing this information. Maybe they had a sense of, gee, you know, we ran out and we did this and that. You know, we might have hurt everybody's feelings and we didn't mean to do that. I think that's the thing, and this does sometimes happen, actually, where kids will get married and not tell their parents. Maybe they're planning on a real ceremony later down the road. There might be some reason such as that, but I don't think they were trying to hurt your feelings. And Nancy, when we have a chance, I'd like to get back to that question from Dana Hess. She had another one, says here, I also have never really done well in my life. Will things ever change? I have a few words on that subject, but we may not have time. But getting it back again to nudges, yeah, please don't be upset with your daughter. She's very happy, and the last thing she wants to do right now is hurt you. So that really was not her intention. Please don't take it to heart. I get the clear sense that she was not trying to hurt anyone. She was just into her own, you know, wonderful little space with her marriage. So look at it.
And she said here, I shouldn't have been the last to know. Really quick, Kathy, my chat room won't let me change the font. I've done what you said, so poop. And
to say, in addition, Dana had gone back and asked another question, and I'd given a little bit of thought to it. She said that, you know, you were talking about those spirits around her, and she kind of followed up, I actually haven't done very well in my life. Do you think things will change? And, you know, I got to tell you, something occurred to me. If you looked at, Nancy will be able to verify this, and in fact, this applies to Nancy as well. Hmm. I'm thinking Nancy and my mom, if you were to look at either one of their lives, you would say, depending on how you chose to look at it, you could say they had terrible lives. Many terrible, tragic things happened in their lives. So you can say that. You could say those things hurt. They were terrible. My mother had real tragedies. Nancy did, too. She lost her father when she was 6 years old. And then she had the cancer. She's had many things throughout her life. And she got divorced and, you know, from her first husband, the father of her children, after more than 20 years. My mother was married 4 times, and so both of them had really great hardships in their life. If you look choose to look at it that way, it's pretty unpleasant. But if you look at it the other way, the way that Nancy looks at her life and the way that my mother looked at her life, they were great successes because they looked at all the wonderful things they had. They put the bad things behind them. It's the old glass half full, half empty perspective. And both Nancy and Mom were blessed with the ability to look at the positive things in their life and to look forward. So don't look at the things in the past that pulled you down. I think these spirits, they may be there to try to get you to look at it a different way. You're looking at it all wrong. Don't look at how terrible it's been. Believe me, my life has been kind of crappy too. Probably shouldn't use that language. If I chose to look at it, but I've had wonderful things in my life. Wonderful things. So that's what you have to, please, start to look at it that way. When you start to look at it that way and look towards the future, I guarantee you, I'm sorry, it's just true, your life will turn around. So I just wanted to let you know that.
Okay, so I'm going to try hold my, Bonnie, you can help with the chat room. Trying to hold it in place, but you know this thing, I did stop the scrolling.
Did you find that little icon, Nancy? Cross where it says start scrolling, draw a line through it, and then it won't jump around on you like that.
Well, I already did that, but it's still not staying in place, yeah. My screen is just not working very well. I want to get to the 973 area code. And who is speaking, please?
This is Shimo. How are you guys?
Oh, hello there. And what state are you calling from?
I'm in New Jersey, actually.
New Jersey. I recognize your voice, that man's voice there. So what's going on with you? What would you ask for Bonnie and I?
Well, yes. I was calling about this young lady. She and I, we've been friends, like, since last year, or, like, around this time last year, a little bit earlier, around this time last year. But she and I were friends. I had no problems with being a friend. We started to date a little. Long story short, her ex-boyfriend, there was a disconnect towards the end of last year. And ever since that, you know, things have been kind of erotic. I mean, erratic. I'm not erotic. Erratic. And I'm, like, trying, like, last week, I was coming to the you know, conclusion, like, you know, just deciding on not, you know, just saying, you know what, I'm not even going to pursue this anymore. And I had a dream about her. And in the dream, my grandmother came to me in my dream and said, you know, she said the young lady's name. And she's never met her before, and my grandmother's still alive.
Wow. So, you know, Bonnie and I'll answer this together. I really believe that spirit can talk to us even though they're not deceased. Mm-hmm. So Robert Monroe, who died in the 70s, wrote two books, Far Journeys and Journeys Out of the Body, in which he speaks of our spirits being able to communicate and deal with other people and their spirit form. So it looks like your grandmother, who's still alive, came to you in a dream and said for you to pursue her. Now, I don't know what's going on with your friend, whether you want a dating relationship or just continue with the friendship. Your friend feels like she's anxious or anxiety, or there's stuff going on, like she's on the top twirling around. So there's a lot of stuff going on in her life right now. Right now, you have decisions to make in your life. So if you do pursue this to a romantic level, you got to speak to her about you wanting to take this to the next step, but you want to go slow because you right now it doesn't feel like either one of you could give quality time to this relationship.
Okay.
Does that help you answer your question? Because both of you, I'm not even sure she's going to stay in the same house or in the same neighborhood. There's something that's twirling her around and she's looking, doing something, a lot of anxiety. I can't tell you. Well, you may know everything, but Bonnie, would you like to add something to this young man's story?
I had the very same thought, Nancy, that, you know, when even before you started talking about it, I had the sense that this young lady is going through a lot of turmoil, uncertainty, more uncertainty than turmoil, I should say, like a lot of young people. She's juggling a lot of balls. You know, there's something about children going on with her. I don't know if she has them yet or she's thinking about having them, but that's a big issue in her life. Are there any children, or does she talk about having children? Is that what her great concern is right now?
I think she's a very family-oriented person, and I think at some point, you know, like she wants to have them. I just don't think that, you know, from what I understand right now, I don't think that is an issue. So, I don't know. Like,
It could be if she thinks that you're not interested in having them or settling down. But on the other hand, just like what Nancy said, I don't think she's ready either. I think the best that you guys could do is what Nancy had suggested. If you guys can kind of keep a link going between you, hang on to each other, try not to make too many promises to each other right now that neither one of you are in a position to fulfill at the moment. Maybe you're more interested in doing it than she is, but I think she's got a lot of turmoil. So just try to keep the link to her, you know, just like a lifeline. And eventually you guys will find your way to a lasting relationship with each other if that's what you want. You just have to want it enough.
Okay.
And she has to want
You'll
it too.
You'll do fine. I think this is a good relationship, but it's not the timing. If you push too hard when the timing's not quite right, I am really for romance, everybody. the many books I'm going to write, datingrelationshippsychic.com, is the turmoil that we human beings, and you have a young voice, young man, is that we all suffer with our relationships. We want them, we don't want them, we want them, but we can't spend time at it. We want one, but someone else is interfering, or there's, gee, even at Christmas, how many variations do we have? Yet I've had people say to me, boy, I'm going to get out of this relationship. I am never going to another one. I go, well, 10 minutes later, you're going into a new one, and it's our nature. We're hardwired to have companionship and love in our life. But I do believe that we do meet soulmates, and some of us are walking through a door going the other way sometimes. And if we can get this young couple together, I feel like there's a good balance here. But right now, she's not aligned with you vibrationally. And where you may look at her and say, I'm ready, I'm solid, be careful, don't push too hard, be your friend, say, you know, my intent is to be your friend because I don't know what the future holds, but I want to be close enough to you, but I don't want to push you. Somehow I relay that to her so that she can evaluate where she's standing and don't rush because I think you're a nice couple. I like both of you. So, well, my two cents in, you know.
Nancy, earlier at the beginning of the conversation, he threw out the word erotic. I just want you all to know that Nancy and I have nothing against that word. In fact, it's the great spice of life. So It must be something on your mind a little bit. It goes to show you guys do have a great connection. So the more power to you. For heaven's sakes, enjoy your relationship in your life right now, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Keep up. Okay. And I'd like to, now I know our room is full. Just stay with us, kids. Don't hang up. There is a lot of questions here. Let me go through it. Melanie, we did talk about you relocating, starting your life. You let me know if you're in Phoenix yet. My husband and I did move our motor home up to a place, and there was Elizabeth I wanted to meet up with and a couple other people. So we just moved it. Tonight I'm kind of a wilted leaf. We went up there. It was 115 in a motorhome. You just can't keep it cool enough. So we turned around and came back. But you are going to be a reader, and you will deal with spirit kind. And like I do, we'll help people, but we also need to help those who are in need. Just like Dana, I don't know if she wrote a little note, who I described, we want to know that we are not alone. And you do have the gift, girl. But money being what it is, if you're just starting out, please, everybody, I want everybody in the business, all the towns of America. I live in Tucson. You can't have 100 psychics and mediums in one town because you'll never touch all the people that need to be touched. So I'm always encouraging people, get out there and do your work. If you're being pulled to go in that direction, anybody listening, get into it. I think God in His infinite wisdom, Bonnie's law firm just crumbled under the all the things the Lehman Brothers had. Oh, it's just terrible.
Yep.
But that opened doors for her to get to her
right.
on purpose. Her life on purpose path. And Miss Milkley, I know that you're going to be a reader and you will do it. But if you have to get a job to balance your checkbook, do that and then get to the other side. We do see that we have an invite. I do see this, Bonnie. Mischief Maker Studio. You'll be on Sybil's show. I will look, but I just can't always promise where I'm going to go. Okay, I have other radio shows too. Dana, your life isn't going the way you want because of barriers, not only you're putting up, but what your perception of barriers. Now, if you say your car broke down and you lost your job, those are things of today's environment, but your soul is very sad. So it could be that we need to get you through the grief counseling. Oh, you just said, I'm getting depressed. I think there's other things going on. And like Bonnie said, all our lives, I can't even list the things that have happened in my life. And I said to people once, how can I possibly help you if I haven't walked on the shards of glass? Bonnie and I both lost our father. She was 5, I was 6, but our mother was 29. And then it got rough. Then it got rough.
Yeah.
So all our lives, we bounced from house to house for a while. So it's been part of being alive is the journey of life. And who said it was supposed to be easy? I guess if we were all in roller skates and skateboards and by the beach and drinking and piña coladas all day long, maybe someone in the room is thinking that. I don't drink, so it's kind of like, wow, why would I think of that? We have to look at, in retrospect, the gifts that we get by being alive and going through it. Thank you, Kathy. Are these people giving you any names or first names? No, I don't do names very well. The blonde man, the light man, looks German background. The older couple, I can't tell. The man is darker, though. All right. And then, let's see. Bonnie, is there any sudden gold? My son isn't ticking to us. Well, we kind of gave sudden gold. I don't know if I get a question for you. Let me get to the chat room, Bonnie. And we'll pull in while I look real quick. 702 area code. Now, that should be Nevada. Who are we talking to tonight?
You're talking to Jerry from Las Vegas?
Oh, I love Las Vegas. We were just there for a family reunion. Good for you. And my husband's one of his 4 children live there. So, Jerry, it's great to talk to you. How can Bonnie and I help you tonight?
Yes, I wanted to try to find out. I'm an electrician by trade, and I haven't worked since December. And I'm wanting to know if maybe you could see a change in my work history right now, of being bad to maybe getting better. And it seems like everybody I'm coming in contact with here in Vegas is getting sick. I was talking to a guy from the OSHA division today, and he was telling me that that there's a lot of chemicals being released in the air here in Vegas, and nobody's the people at the doctors and then are saying, well, we don't know what's wrong with you or and stuff like that. They're not giving any information, and I'm wanting to move out of Vegas, and I'm seeing it, wondering if you, maybe you have an insight of where I could go and if you see us moving.
Well, wow, let's listen. We only have half hour show, and I have six people or five people, six people in queue. Wow. So I'm going to have to talk quick. Bonnie, I want you to chime in any
sure.
place you can. I am familiar with Las Vegas because we lived in Boulder City, and both of Larry's children live in Henderson.
Right.
And I'm not sure if you live in the north part of Henderson, but in the direction of the boulevard that heads toward that resort
uh-huh.
is the direction I'm being shown for you to do work. I feel like there's contractual work for you, whether it's a contractor that builds homes. I feel like a new boom in that direction. So I don't know if it's electrician or plumbing or something else. There is a barrier holding you up from moving out of state. So I don't know if it's obligations or you can't find a job better direction. They are showing me the direction of Colorado and the direction of New Mexico, Arizona, New Mexico, is possibilities. But whatever's holding you back from where you are, you got to pull those barriers out. So I don't know why. I don't know if you're not connecting the right people to find you jobs or whatever's holding there is holding you back from being able to move. Bonnie,
right.
you want to chime in on that?
You
understand
Colorado,
what I'm speaking of?
When you said Colorado, that sounded really good to me for him. I could see that. That's about it for what I sense, but I got a real strong hit on Colorado. There must be something. I think Colorado economically is certainly better off than Las Vegas. Las Vegas area is pretty hard hit, and I was trying to think if I heard of anything in terms of any contamination in the area. That's a possibility, you know, and then a lot of times when that sort of thing happens, it is not released to the public. Because of liability issues. So I don't know if there might be something that you're just not hearing about.
Right.
Sorry
yeah,
to say
the health
that.
Department called us on Friday asking us all kinds of questions. And that was just weird out of the blue of them calling and asking
really?
How our health is and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah.
When I went to Larry and I went to Las Vegas, my husband's Larry, I can't remember, Bonnie, how long has it been? About 6 weeks that we met up with
yeah,
all the kids?
Mm-hmm.
The kids, and I made a comment about the sky when we drove up there. You know, I moved out, you don't know, but I moved out of state for breathing. I like to breathe in California. I was allergic to everything that was the color green. And I noticed right off. Now, I can't address what's going on with you. I would like to say that you will also have work in New Mexico. So,
okay.
But Colorado was shown to me, and the word New Mexico was shown to me. And I can't tell that you're going to move this soon, but I do feel in the future you will try to relocate, and you could work in Colorado first and then end up in New Mexico direction. So hang in there. I can't address the contaminants.
Right, I understand.
I'm not a theorist on that.
Right, I understand.
Yeah, well, but you know, let alone, I'm just not getting anything else, but
okay.
The work right now is most important if you can't move.
That's the thing. We don't have the money to move, and we can't seem like to get ahead. We get just enough somehow to pay the rent, and that's it.
Yeah, that could be the barrier. I saw that you need to stay there because I do see you working. I don't know if it's 2 weeks or a little longer or more, but contractual work of any kind. There is a new boom coming into the area, so and it looks like in the direction. I think the gal that does, the French girl, Canadian girl that sings in Las Vegas, she lives in the direction of the lake over there. Las Vegas Boulevard goes all the way, is it that one? That
yeah, there's a powerhouse that's starting up out that way.
Okay, so apply for that because if you know where I'm talking about, go.
Yeah.
I see an arrow, and I know if I know an area, I can give the direction better than not. Go in that direction because you will work, and it will be a 6 to 8 week job for you.
Okay.
And then from that point, get closer to the going to Boulder City, that direction, they're opening up more. So the work is there, and you will be able to go. The Colorado's work, and then the direction. So good for you, Guy. I'm sorry to have to let you go, okay?
That's fine.
You need to go to the question.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let us know how you're doing. Bye-bye.
And what was his first name, Bonnie?
What, that young man?
That was Jerry, yeah, okay. Goodbye, Jerry. And those are tough questions. You know, I apologize. We've had so many calls. They must have known, Bonnie, you were going to come tonight. I'll have to put it. I'll put that in the description that my sister showed up tonight. And there was a fellow that said he was also without a job. You know, if you don't put it in caps, I can't tell. Kathy, thanks. Keep a track on these questions, and we'll try to do what we can. I know my marriage is ending. At least I think it is. Am I going to be my life partner? Did I let get away too soon? That life partner is still out there. You didn't say if this man was 5'11"-ish, medium build, light hair, okay? And I'm not saying your name on the screen, but your first the call letter for you, it starts with a J. I know my marriage is ending. At least I think it is. Am I going to be with my life partner that I let get away soon? There is a lighter-haired man that's coming into your life. It's the partner that you let get away. He is coming back. The trouble is keeping them, because whatever is in your heart in disarray still is. And so it may be hard for you to settle down and allow this man back. I don't know what conditions drove you away, drove that individual away. Was it your marriage? There's things going on, so it could be a bumpy road until things are worked out. Bonnie, anything you want to add to that?
Well,
did you see?
She did say below that she had at least had the blessing of two children out of that marriage. So I think that's wonderful.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And I did not think that her husband was her partner, her life partner. As you say, Nancy, it was somebody else. There's someone else in the picture, a light-haired man. Unless this husband that she has changes completely, and some people do, and that's possible. Maybe he's going through something so terrible that he has to make a major change, but I kind of don't think it's going to be him. Her life partner is still out there, as you said. So,
light-haired.
You.
Okay, I'm going to go to 206 area code. And who are we talking to tonight?
Hello.
Hello there. Who's this?
Oh, this is Deanna.
Deanna? And what state are you calling from?
Washington.
Bonnie, she's in your backyard. Deanna, what can we do for you tonight?
Well, I was calling about transition, and I'm feeling like it might be time for me to move away from Washington. So I was wondering I feel like that it's, I don't know if I need to initiate it, or I don't know if I should wait until something comes up. I'm not quite sure what.
Well, you know, you get a hair in your bonnet, you're going to ask the universe to give you direction. It's going to show up. And I do believe that when doors are closed, other ones will open up, and your soul shows me you are completely done with your area. You may be unconsciously even looking online. I don't know if you're going to Craigslist or a headhunter or whatever, but you've already put to the universe that you want out of the area. So it is going to happen. Now, curious, what's the reason for leaving? Are you leaving a dark-haired man, or are you leaving a job?
You know, I think it might be a new, not necessarily about leaving, but maybe starting a new kind of life. Divorcing. Yeah, there's a light-haired man.
Yeah, yeah. So you're divorcing the light-haired man or the dark-haired man?
The light-haired man.
So the dark-haired man will be in the new direction. Now, ladies and gentlemen, remember I was just talking to that young man, he had sweet, that nice voice from back east, New Jersey, I think he said. I've tried to keep track. New Jersey. And the thing is that relationships do govern our lives. The downside, now I want you to be careful, because you've already shown me you are wanting a big change, and you are going to create it. But the thing is, you don't go for the possibility to find a new mate. You go for changing everything. If you take your problems with you and you haven't fixed them, you will only suffer with them greater than where you're going. You have great energy. It's uplifting. It's pushing ahead. You know, power to you. Go for it, girl. But do go with the job they are waiting for you. Don't go without something, because on the heels of divorce and depression that causes that, I don't want you to go tumble into a deep well and not be able to get out. Bonnie, you want to add to that?
Totally agree, Nancy. In fact, I would probably be a little hesitant to make a major move when you're going through something so enormous in your personal life, because sometimes, you know, it can be a little overwhelming. We actually live in a very different area. I know 206, you're probably over in a rather congested city-like area, maybe in Seattle itself. I live in the high trees over here in the Kitsap Peninsula. So we have pretty different lives. I know the Seattle area, employment-wise, is actually better than most areas, certainly tremendously better than California and many other places. We have about 9.5 unemployment in California, some areas 14%. So just be really careful where you choose to go. For example, I would never go to San Francisco where I used to work because it would be impossible to find work there and be possible to live because of the cost of living. So before you make a major move, check it out very carefully, how expensive it is to go where you are, and maybe, you know, look around. Don't throw away the area you're in right now like the baby out with the bathwater. You're going through an awful lot. Take care of yourself first. Take care of yourself emotionally. That's what I'm sensing for you. That's what you need to do. Not a runaway energy, but a, you know, strengthen yourself energy. That's what you need to do.
Mm-hmm. Before she leaves, absolutely. Don't take it
absolutely.
With her.
Absolutely.
And remember, I said you were looking, but I didn't know where. So it could be southeast, even in your own state. Okay?
It could be.
Okay.
Yep. Okay,
all right, sweet.
Good luck to you.
I saw in the chat room a Dr. F, and I think I might have missed if he had a question, and I apologize. I've been trying to watch this. And then a gentleman, Phil, had a question, and I'm trying to find it. You know, I always say, please put it in caps. It's so hard to find the questions when there's a lot of chitter-chatter going back and forth. Phil, mechanical engineering degree from Kent State U, Trumbull campus, but cannot find a job in that field around here. I wish I knew what state that was. Where is it, Phil?
At Ohio.
Is that Ohio?
I think so, but I'm not 100%. Yes, Ohio, I believe. Somebody's answering Ohio.
Is that Ohio?
That. Yeah. Well, Ohio has pretty poor economic condition right now. It's one of the states that's one of the hardest hit, along with Michigan and Indiana. And Ohio is having real severe problems. So that's probably why he's experiencing difficulty. And, of course, people that just simply have a degree, you have to have the experience. It's, you know, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. You get a degree, but you don't have the experience. So, I'd sure try to get some kind of experience, even if it's you volunteer somewhere so you can put on your resume. That's probably what you need to do. And then, as Nancy has suggested, and like everyone else is suggesting, you do need to scout around in other areas, maybe areas. I see him staying in Ohio, don't you, Nancy? Maybe not around Kent State, but or
it feels like a really
right
big town, like near the capital.
Near Cincinnati.
Could be just like I said on how many big towns there are, but I feel like if you go around the big town, there would be. Of course, that makes more sense if he's an engineering person, but I just feel like it's a big town, and that's about the feeling I get. So I don't know if it's a transitional job or a job he'll settle for until the economy turns around. I just get a sense that if you're middle of the clock, it would be at 7 o'clock on a big town. That would be southwest quadrant. Bonnie?
Yeah, I think it's possible. I don't know exactly where Cincinnati is.
Yeah, I don't know either.
On the map, but I do see him staying in Ohio, and I think he has to work very hard to find this job because there's so much competition there. It's a very difficult place, lots of competition. Mm-hmm. Nancy, I got to tell you, this person, Moonbeam, this young lady, she says, my biological clock is ticking. When am I going to find my partner, the father of my children, is what she said.
Go ahead and answer it, Bonnie.
Well, the thing is, they always say that when you're looking too hard, you don't find them, and when you finally give up and relax and quit looking, you run right into them. So I think one of the things is, of course, if men think that you're looking for a father for your children, believe me, they're going to run the other way. but if you are still in the family making nesting sort of area right now, I think what you need to do is get online. go to some of these matchmaking sites, which I know so many people have gotten married doing that. Believe it or
really?
Not. I mean, it's just, oh, yeah. I know several people that have met people, and I've been to weddings and bridesmaid and everything else, and I think they need to, you know, look for, put yourself out there and try to find some people. Be very careful. Protect your heart. But it's really important that you kind of vary it a little bit so that people don't think that you're kind of out there searching for somebody, because that just doesn't work. You have to relax, enjoy life, and remember that they're looking for someone whose life, most men are looking for someone whose life is already pretty well put together so that you can add something to his life rather than his making your life meaningful. So the more you bring to the relationship, the more success you're going to have finding someone to be with. It's really important to develop your own happiness outside of just having a man in your life, okay?
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, I want to get back. We have 14 minutes left. What a fun night we're having, Bonnie. And
yeah, I
want everybody to know that she's my baby sister. She's a year younger. And then Pamela in Norfolk is a whole 11 years younger. So, you know, we're out there. Bonnie and I are collaborating. She has joined me on my show tonight. And then I will, and her, she and I will be Thursday night together. I have a little allergies. My throat's a little sore tonight. But sorry about the voice here. But we have collaborated and decided, since we do this publicly, 3 hour here, that if you want more of us, go to my site and go to contact me and let me know that you want to talk to both of us, and we will try to figure out how to do a session so you have both of our help. And there's not too many sisters out there that do this, but Bonnie has so much life experience in so many areas that I don't, that we could probably be a good collaboration. And we just have a lot of fun. It's hard to believe after all these years. And remember, everybody, I'm a grandma, so we're not like 20 years old. The biological ticking was a joke. Sometimes it isn't. I understand that. So let's go to five. Anyway, so if you need us, go to nancymaps.net and look me up, everybody, and let us know. So we're going to go to 561 area code. Who are we talking to tonight?
Hello?
Oh, they're talking, and it didn't click on. Oh, there it went. Hello, this is Nancy.
Hello, Nancy.
Who's this?
Lena.
Oh, hello, Lena. This is Florida.
Yes, it is. Boca Raton.
Boca Raton. Lena, Bonnie's on with us tonight, so why don't you give a question?
Yes, I'm supposed to go to New York on Thursday, and remember I spoke to you about my twin last week, and now I just find out a few days ago that my nephew, who was my brother, who passed away in December, his son, tried to commit suicide, and he's in the hospital, so I'm
that's at New York? Is that in New York also?
Yes, and I got to go up there to all this pain and turmoil. I'm not really looking forward to it, so just
I wrote in the room. That's why I got the feelings I did. What would you ask of us tonight then, Lena?
Well, I just wanted to see, what you felt about for this trip for me. I'm trying to prepare myself, but my health is just slowly deteriorating. Besides being out of work and dealing with my own issues, nobody calls me and sees if I have enough food to eat, but then I've got to go up there and be supportive for other people. So it's not easy for me, believe me.
Boy, Bonnie, I don't know what to say to this other than you have to... Go ahead.
I have an idea here. There's a, you know, we just lost our mother, as you know, late on June 1st, and it was just a couple of days after that. I was at her apartment. I was cleaning out the apartment, and there was a lady next door, and this lady's almost 90, and her husband is 97. In fact, I think she is 90, in her 90s. And so they're like right at the end of their life, and she said to me just a few days after my mom died, she says, "Aren't you happy that your mother is finally with God and at peace?" And I looked at her, and I thought, you know, I didn't want to lose my mom. I was as annoyed as hell that she left us. I was really, you know, I just was not prepared to let her go. And when this lady said that, it almost, you know, I know she meant well, and we're all spiritual, but not particularly religiously motivated. And this lady's obviously coming from a religious place, but I could see a certain peace in her and an understanding of what it means to go to the other side and let go of the hardships of this life. Mm-hmm. God knows our mother had many hardships. It took me a little while for that to sink in, and I chewed it over for several days thinking, am I glad? She wanted to know, was I glad that my mother had left this life and was with God and at peace? It took me a little while, Lena, and it finally did dawn on me. Yes, I was glad. I was glad. Mom's hard work on this earth was done, and she was at peace. And I'm delighted to know that even though she said she was agnostic, that when she got to the other side, she found out that there is a God and that there is a heaven and that it's there for her. And I thought, boy, aren't you surprised. So the good news is, Lena, yes, your brother, he is at peace. His hardship on this earth.
Bonnie, there's no one dead here. The brother's in jail, and the nephew tried to commit suicide.
Oh, I was thinking of, okay, I thought the brother died.
Well, let's apply what Bonnie said.
My brother his father died with my brother.
Whose father died?
My brother passed away.
Oh, he did pass away.
That was
why.
Yes. That was my older brother. This is my twin I'm talking about who's going to jail.
Okay, I was thinking of your brother. Okay. Oh, jeez.
And nephew tried to kill himself. You know, I'm going to stand back and look at this, and I would love you to have an attitude in those for you listening. Sometimes you people present a lot of things that are just over the hill here, over the top. Uh-huh. You have to back off and take your emotion out and say, I'm witnessing life. I'm witnessing their journey. I'm witnessing their choices. And be the witness to their life and deal with it on that level and give comfort to them to their choices. You have no control. You have no say. You cannot do more than hold their hand and listen to them. I've been twice hospice trained. I did hospice for a year, and I limited it because I had my own practice. I was helping people. And if I learned anything at all, besides what I see people walking around before the patient passed away, besides that, the one thing I've found that when you're dealing with the grieving is you should not do all the talking, is that they're the ones that have to release the stress, the strain, the grief from their life and their heart. So your job to go up there is to listen to the brother, listen to the family and their grief, and hold hands and say, I'm looking at you, and I'm witnessing what's happening, and I'm here for you. But you can't do anything. You can't stay with him. You can't unpack your bags and stay for 6 months. You have to do your life and say, you'll never leave me. You'll never be on my heart. I'm thinking of you constantly. And just hold their hand, because that's all we can do. And if I learned anything at all, that's what we do for our grieving, is hold their hand and look them in the face and say, I love you, your family, and you're not alone. That's the greatest gift you can give anybody, Lena. Here. So don't try to own it, change it, correct it, fix it. If you do, then you are their life. They're not living it. Then you're no longer a family or witness. You are living it. We cannot do that.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
All right, girl. Talk to you later.
Bye.
That's tough. That is really tough.
Yeah, not her either, so she has to protect herself. That's the hard part. Nancy, do you have other people holding who are trying to get?
Yes, I need
in?
To make. Yes, 206. Well, I'm trying to make sure that I'm not missing questions in the chat room, and it's really hard to see. 207. I've clicked you once. It didn't come on. Let's do it again.
Hello.
Okay, 207. Who are we talking to?
Betty Jo.
Hi, Debbie. What state are you from?
Maine. It's Betty.
Wow.
Oh boy.
Oh, I thought you said Debbie. It's
no,
Betty.
Yeah.
Well, hello there, Maine. You're staying up late. I bet your weather there is just, this is the prettiest time of year up there, I bet.
Well, this is probably 2 or 3 days that we haven't had any rain. We've rained for a whole month up here.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, I'm suffering rain, too. I tell you, these Arizona storms will just make your hair curl. If you're standing out there, you get hit by lightning. They had 1,000 hits down here the last storm. It had forest fires everywhere. So it's, I understand different parts of the state, but up at your end, at least you got the really green countryside. So, girl, what's going on with you? You're calling us tonight. What's happening?
Yes. I've got a brand new apartment. My garden is over on my ex-boyfriend's property. We weren't living together. But did break up, and now I've got a new apartment so I can move my garden and move on with my life. But I was wondering, because I am so in love with him, what are the chances of us getting back together?
Hmm. Who broke up with who?
Well, he broke up with me, but he gets a little scared. He admits he gets scared and runs, and then he'll get involved with somebody else. And that won't last very long.
Well, he's showing me he wears a pair of sandals and then takes his sandals off and walks on hot sand. And that, you know, these people give me these kind of visuals that just make no sense at all. But I think what he's trying to share with me is he's not going to put a pair of boots on for any time soon. So I would probably encourage you to start dating and going out there, because sometimes if someone is fearful of losing, then they're going to reevaluate what they don't want to lose. Right now, he's kind of playing not a game with you. It doesn't matter if he loves you. It matters that he doesn't want a pair of boots on. He likes those sandals he can slip off and on. So commitment to him is really a fearful thing. Pardon me?
He does. If you're seeing sandals and barefoot and stuff, he does walk the beach every day.
Oh, he is walking the hot sand. But that's what he wanted me to understand of him, too, is that he prefers it that way.
Yeah.
And that's why people give me those visuals, and then it turns up that's what they do. So I would like you to let him know that you do care for him, but you have to honor, as is I was telling the lady, you have to be a witness to the life, that sometimes we just do not have control, that if he really wants to lose you, you will leave him. Because I feel like he does care for you, he may try to come back. But his not wanting to put boots on and stay indoors, I just can't guarantee that. Bonnie?
Well, I'm listening to this, and I'm thinking to myself, of course you love him. You
mm-hmm.
love him a great deal. He sounds like a wonderful human being. But, you know, you just can't. You can stay in love with him a little bit, but you can't tie up your heart forever if it's not going to result in something. I think that he is someone who is who's moving around a lot in his thoughts. He's a very free spirit. He's just not comfortable with commitment. You know, it's okay to love him, and of course you do. You can't help it. I can tell what a marvelous person this guy is. But you really protect yourself. Open your heart to the possibility of possibly meeting somebody else if you need to. Maybe you don't need to. But you need to create your life outside of his life. Once you move outside of his life, just like Nancy was saying, he'll get the sense that, you know, you're moving on, you're independent, and he'll realize that he could eventually lose you altogether. Maybe he'll let you go. But, you know, it's like they say, you let him go, and that's how he comes back to you. So, but he's not into commitment right now. It's a work in progress. And you should not plan your whole life hoping that you'll get back together again, that he'll fall madly in love with you. It doesn't usually happen. I hate to say it. Sometimes it does.
Can you tell if he loves me at all, though? I mean, we've been off and on for 4 years. Can you tell if he loves me at all? Or, you know, I mean, sometimes
it doesn't matter if he loves you at all. The matter is that he can't stay. So that's where you tie up your heart. The bottom line is it doesn't matter if you love him. It doesn't matter if he loves you. What matters is he can't stay. And he'll get close enough, and then he'll push you away because he's fearful that the emotions are going too deep and that he feels like he's going to get trapped. And I can almost hear him say, oh, and then he's gone for a week or a month at a time. And I don't think he's going to break this pattern. I think you're stronger soul than he is. He feels like a young soul individual. And you're looking at him and say, but I can take care of you. I can be that person for you. And he doesn't know how to do this. You need to get away and make him worry that he could lose you permanently. And a lot of times that's inspiration.
Yeah, I guarantee he's not going to. You're not going to have with him what you want as long as he believes that you'll always be there and ready to take him back. I guarantee you, it just doesn't work that way.
Bonnie, we have to let her.
Diane, okay.
I know we have 30 seconds left. I'm sorry, Diane. You take care. Everybody, Diane, you could hold on for a second. We'll be on Thursday night, 7:30 Pacific time, Blog Talk Radio, Psychic-Sisters-Radio. talk. You can go to nancymats.net, go down the page, and I have a link to the show Thursday night. I've enjoyed everybody. 9 seconds left. I love you. Thank you for coming, everybody. Bonnie, say goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone. Nice talking to all of you.
Bye-bye, Diane.